everybody. Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny, and Mr. Jordan French will be back next week from his vacation.
This is true.
I believe he's flying back this week, and then we'll be back.
Vacation.
Next week.
He's on his vacation.
He's on his trip.
For real?
So let me give you one of these.
Wake up!
Not three, because Jordan's not here.
We only have two musketeers. So. But Rafiki's here. Rafiki's here. Look at, she's doing some licks. You see her?
Oh.
Sup, little bitch?
Hey, not with my kid. Dude, she's being so cute. How's it going, dude?
Yeah, it's going great. It's going. We talked about beach merchandise last
it's
week.
It's beach.
On Pokemon Center.
Yeah, a lot of
so
it.
We have sounds left over from last week.
He says, what's up, little beach, by the way. Not anything else.
Yeah.
No right. Other.
Sup, little beach?
Beach. Like a tropical beach.
Yeah. When's the last time you've been to a beach?
Oh, man.
I mean, you live in California,
yeah,
so
I was
that's...
just going to say, like, last week. No, I actually don't think I've been to the beach in, like, a couple weeks.
Let's say non-California beach. What's the last beach you've been to?
I went to a beach in, it was called Hyundai Beach in Busan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Beautiful beach. Oh my gosh, it was gorgeous. And they had these cool statues out in the ocean.
Just random statues?
Yeah, it was like two different statues. I bet if you Google, I don't know how you're going to spell Hyundai Beach. Let me see if I can send you the link.
I'll let you Google that one, and then...
Well, I know how to spell it, because I've been there.
You can just tell me about it.
Okay. Hyundai Beach statue. So there's these statues of, like, these people posing. One of them's, like, a person doing, like, a dramatic, almost like a dance pose, and then the other one is somebody looking through a telescope. I don't know what they're for, but they're really cool statues. Yeah. I don't know what they're supposed to be there for.
We'll have to take a field trip.
We will take,
we'll take a
we could go
trip.
Back on field trip.
Yeah,
go to Busan. Yeah. Took a train to Busan.
I mean, I'm already thinking about possibly another Japan trip.
You gotta broaden your horizons, man. We gotta go.
There's so much in Japan.
There's so much around the world.
Right, one step at a time. Let me
Japan
discover
three steps to Japan first, and then
listen.
Step somewhere else.
Listen, okay. If you're new to Pokemon, you don't go. Okay, let me play just 1 hour of Pokemon Red. And then I'm going to go ahead and just jump into Pokemon Black and play
totally
2 hours.
You're comparing
and then now I'm going to go do
world
no,
traveling
I
to playing a story-based RPG.
I
want to
explore all of Kanto. Let me explore all the Kanto region.
You'll have to move.
And then once I'm done, I'll start exploring another region.
I think a better analogy for that would be if you're going to physically move somewhere for like a year. And then that would be you exploring Kanto. And then for a year, then you move to another place. I'm just saying. You should go to another Asian country. There's so many.
I know there's a lot of things out there, but I'm excited about Japan. I'm excited about the culture. I'm really into it about learning about all of it. And so
So no Hyundai Beach in Busan.
I'm not saying never. I'm just saying right now.
Give it some time. We'll give it some time.
I'm hyper focused in learning about learn about the Japanese culture, and just everything that's over there. It just really like ignites the fire in my head. So.
Yeah. So go back to Japan. I'm more of like a simple like okay maybe this is like kind of one of those things where it's like if there's an option on like a menu for food to have like a sampler of like their best items on the menu. I would be more keen on picking something like that than like one big signature burger or something they got.
Right. Like you're choosing to go to Golden Corral over Olive Garden.
No, not going to Golden Corral.
Well, that's exactly what you just said. No, you literally said a buffet.
No, I did not. I said a sampler platter of their most iconic dishes.
That's what a buffet is.
No, it's different. Also,
bread makes you fat.
I haven't been to a buffet in forever. Dude, there's this one buffet in LA that was like, it's called like the Vegas buffet. And it was like very not Vegas at all. I don't know how they got the name. I don't know why I'm thinking about this. I have too many thoughts in my head.
Yeah. Next time we're together, we'll go out to a buffet and experience. I have not been to a buffet. Well, you know what? I take that back. In Japan, we did have the lunch and the breakfast at the hotel was buffet style. So
yeah, there was one hotel in Tokyo, and they also had what was it called? Light snack and dessert time.
Yeah, that was like the lunch kind
of. Yeah, and it was like it was like 30-something, $35 for, quote, light snack and dessert.
It was not light snack and it was not light dessert. It was full on.
Bro, I went ham. Light snack, that's subjective. Yeah.
Honestly, it was pretty
good. That was fire. I missed that.
I do,
too. So you go back to Japan to get the light snack and dessert time.
I was looking forward to breakfast every day, and I don't look forward to breakfast. You know me. Yeah. We've traveled many times together. We've done many things together. And when you always go, hey, you want to do breakfast in the morning? I'm always like, I think I'm going to sit this one out and sleep an extra hour or two.
Yeah.
I was ready to go.
We did breakfast every day. Yeah, that's crazy.
I was ready.
Yeah, you were. That's rare. It's rare, real
I'm a different night. Person over there, apparently.
Yeah, it changes. Japan changes a person. For real.
I've been, you know what? I will say, honestly, since I've gotten back from Japan, I have been more of a morning person now than I ever have in my entire life.
Wow. Dude, I feel like I had...
Even when I was going to school.
Really? And you had to wake up early for school. By the way, I think the time... think looking back on the fact that we had to wake up at like 6:30 to go to high school, that's kind of criminal. That's very, very early. Like, it's...
Yeah.
That's like shockingly early. That's what I'm thinking, too. Like, why would you get up that early? I, on the contrary, have turned into way more of like a night person since returning from Japan.
I think we switched.
Yeah. Like, I mean, my time is like similar, but it's maybe like 2 hours push back. So I've been like going to bed at maybe like 2 or 3 and waking up at 11 or noon.
Yeah. I've been going to bed earlier than that.
What the heck?
I don't know.
What happened?
I'm loving it, though.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's like we're lucky enough that we can make our own schedule anyway. So, like, it's less reflective of, like, oh, I'm going to be late for work. Like, you know, my work starts at this exact time. It's like, well, I can work at night. I could work in the afternoon. I could work in the morning. You know, it doesn't really. It's whenever we make it. But, yeah, it's still, like, weird that it swapped for both of us after coming back. We're not the same.
But you
got
to keep in your mind, right? Like, this work has to be done, though, right? Like, this is...
Yeah, it's just as it getting
done. I have
done.
To complete this work at this time. So, if you push it off, you know, then you're going to be up until 5 in the morning trying to get this done.
Yeah, but what if that's
which
my
is
new...
what I was trying to break.
Yeah, that's my new sleep schedule. It's just, go to bed at 4 a.m., 3 or 4 a.m. That's a little too late.
Welcome to my world. Used to be kind of my world.
Welcome to my life.
What did you do this weekend? Oh, we are going to talk about Pokemon stuff.
Yes, obviously. We have Pokemon things.
We're going to talk about Pokemon stuff. What's going on at the Pokemon Center? Cosmetics.
Yes, fabulous.
Sleep.
Yes, we do be getting sleep.
And
sometimes.
GameStop.
Yeah, it's where the games, there's a stop, it's got the games. GameStop.
Yeah, it's okay, GameStop, yeah.
PSA
yeah.
Pokemon card stop.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. You are so dumb.
What?
That wasn't Who? For you. That wasn't for you.
Oh, okay. That felt like that was a deliberate attack.
No,
yeah,
that
I
wasn't
even threw
you.
Nothing.
That wasn't for you. That was for GameStop.
Oh.
What have you been doing? What? Tell GameStop. Me. Tell me what you've been up to.
Bro, I had a really good weekend.
Okay.
It was very fun. It was actually not that eventful. It was kind of eventful. I went to a bar one night with one of my friends. We had a great time. That was chill, though. That was like a random little Friday night. By the way, I would like to know. I'll tell you. I have a couple.
It's Friday.
Did you see the Aurora Borealis? Did you see them?
The what?
The Aurora Borealis? The Sarah Borealis? Did you see the Aurora Borealis?
I have no. I don't know.
Are you serious?
What
you mean? Did you go out and look?
Oh, the
Northern Lights,
the solar storm, the solar thunderstorm.
The Northern Light, all the stuff, the Aurora Borealis.
That is no, it, call it a solar thunderstorm, and then I'll know what you're talking about.
They're calling the Northern Lights over here, well, and the Aurora Borealis. I just like saying it. The Sarah Borealis.
No, I did not.
You didn't see?
And there's a reason why. There's a reason why I did not see it. So.
What was the? Is it a secret reason? Or
oh no,
it...
no! I was just.
You didn't want to.
No, I went. I was just going to wait till it was my time.
Oh, okay. So wait, there's a reason. So. Cliffhanger. There's a reason Nate didn't see the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, there's a. I saw
but
pictures,
we'll
but.
You saw photos. Yeah, it was. I live in the city. It was like not there. I think if I drove, because apparently it did make it down as far as California, like Southern California. However, I living in like. LA proper have like too much light pollution, and I don't even, I, you know, yeah, looked up, there was not a sign, not a speck of color in those skies, but I did at least, you know, pop my head out and try to take a look, but I wasn't committing to driving multiple hours out of the city to see it.
Yeah.
But you sense. Could see it from Big Bear. It looked really, really beautiful. But I missed it. But anyway, my mom came to visit for Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was visiting friends in San Diego, and then she came to visit, and I made her dinner, and we had a great time.
What did you make?
It was really nice. I made, get ready. So I asked my chat, I was like, guys, my mom's coming through. She's gluten-free, so it's got to be gluten-free, but what do you think's a good recipe, good Mother's Day dinner I could whip up? And chat recommended, we have prosciutto wrapped Parmesan asparagus, which was our little like side, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then, what is it called? I forgot the name of it. Hold on. Oh,
cauliflower?
Mushroom risotto. Oh. Two mushroom risotto, Olive Garden. Is that what you said?
No, I just said cauliflower.
Oh. I just picked up Olive Garden and brought it home and put it on a tray and like moved it around a little bit. But yeah, I made this risotto, this gourmet mushroom risotto with like a couple different kinds of mushrooms in there. And like, I never bought this specific rice that you make risotto with. But have you ever made risotto?
I haven't made it, but I've eaten it.
Dude, yeah, I've eaten it too. I've eaten like the Trader Joe's pre-packed one, and I never attempted to make it myself. And you basically have to like, you know, you like get the rice, like you, what is it called? Like saute, I guess, the rice a little bit, get it a little crispy, like brown on the outside.
Yeah.
And then you like periodically dump in broth and stir it around. And then you like dump in like another, a little bit more broth. Then you stir it around and let it absorb it. And then you dump in some more broth. And then you stir it around and let it absorb it. And then you dump in some more broth. And then you stir it around and let it absorb it. So, yeah. At the end, exactly. That was me stirring in the broth. And, yeah, it was just like this whole process. And I was like, I really do feel like a chef right now. Like, I'm whipping this up real quick.
Chef super duper.
Yeah, it was super duper. It was very good. So, and the prosciutto wrapped asparagus was a hit as well. I do have leftovers, so I'll be feasting on those today. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Any dessert?
The dessert was chocolate covered cherry. I have like these little frozen. Have you ever had the frozen little fruit covered in chocolates that I have in my freezer?
Have I ever specifically had those from your freezer? No,
yeah,
I have not.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that, like, whenever people come over, I usually, like, offer them. I'm like, I'm going to put you on to this real quick.
You have just never like offered me that.
Oh, well, I must not like you very much then.
Wow. Okay.
Next time you come over. Or I was low on supply, because I usually keep, like, multiple. I really like fruit. I don't know if you remember this. Yeah, dude. I love fruit, so, like, I always got fresh fruit on hand, and then, like, these frozen fruits. It's basically, like, you have a frozen, like, frozen raspberry, right?
Yeah.
And then they dip it in a layer of white chocolate and then a layer of dark chocolate, and then there's just a bunch of them in there, like, a bunch of individual, you know, double-dipped fruit, frozen fruits.
Okay.
And chocolate. They're very good. Anyway, I had the cherry one, so we had some little cherry chocolate dip. Frozen treats.
Okay. Sounds like a good day overall.
Yeah. Good Mother's Day.
Great.
Yeah, it was great. It was very peaceful. I have one story prior to the Mother's Day.
Uh-oh.
It was quite the debacle.
Uh-oh.
Buckle up.
All right.
This is funny.
Hit me with it.
I was actually pretty excited to tell. I was like waiting to talk about this on the podcast. I was like, Nate's going to think this is funny. It's so stupid. But I was getting my oil changed at Jiffy Lube.
Okay.
And I haven't got my oil changed. You know how they put that sticker and they're like, oh, once your car gets to this many miles, come back in.
So, yes, whether if it's one of those things, it's like it hits the date or the miles first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the date was from like a year and a half ago. It was like literally, it was so overdue. And like my brain, I don't have the capacity to remember things like that until it's, like, urgent. Like, I literally will, like, not fix something like that until my car is going to, like, fall apart or blow up or something.
You blew it!
Yeah, exactly. And so I finally remembered, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it after my stream today. I'm going to, you know, go get my oil change, and then I'm going to go get dinner and go, whatever, get gas in my car.
Right.
Because my car was literally running out of gas. So I had my plan. And I pull in there, and like, okay, it's going to take an hour to check out your car. And I was like, okay, so I'll just leave it here. Left the car there for like an hour, went for a walk in like the park nearby. They call me in an hour, and they're like, okay, we did our inspection. You know, they like check to make sure nothing's messed up in your car. Like, we did the inspection, changed your oil. Looks like you need some new brake pads. Do you want us to put on the new brake pads? And I was like, yeah, the brakes are, they should be changed. Like, I've noticed those brakes. Like, you ever, I don't know how often you, like, drive an old car and then drive a new car and you're like, oh my God, is my car, like, about to fall apart? Like, the brakes on my car are, like, so not reactive, and I didn't notice until I drove, like, a rental or, like, somebody else's car.
All I'm hearing at this point is that I could have died last time I came to California and you were driving us around.
You rode around in the Buick?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Buick's fine. They were just basically, like, I knew the brakes needed an upgrade. Like, they're not, like, dead, but they were, like, basically they showed me them later when I came back in, and they were like, okay, the normal brake pad is, like, this tall. Yours is about this tall.
Oh, my God, I almost died!
No. Anyways, I needed to swap it. And so they're, like, over the phone, they, like, give me a quote on how much it costs for, like, the brakes and, like, something else in the tire that's, like, affected by the brake pads or whatever. And I don't know anything about cars. So I'm like, yeah, do it, please. Just don't overcharge me. Don't, like, screw me over. I just don't know what I'm talking about. Just do it. Fix it.
Right.
And so they're like, okay, give us another hour. And so then I'm just walking around, farting around, went into Whole Foods. I basically got dinner at Whole Foods because, like, okay, it's going to take me another hour. And then they call me up in an hour, and they're like, hey, they sent us the wrong brakes. So we need to order the right ones again. So it's going to take us another hour. And I was like, oh my God, bro. Okay, sure. And so that, anyway, that's like the least exciting part of the story. So I come back into the office and I'm waiting for them to finish up, like right at closing time. And I'm sitting there and they have all my information. And obviously they know my car, and my car's up on like the little hoisted thing. You know, it's chilling up above the thing. And one of the employees comes in with a clipboard and he's like, Danny? And I was like, yeah. And he comes over and he's like, I'm a big fan. I was wondering if you could sign my Pokemon card. And he flips the clipboard around, and it's a Pokemon card. It's a Zubat card that he wants me to sign. I thought he was going to come over and, like, give me some, like, official document, you know, for my car, to release my car, whatever it is, like, something about the service I was getting done on my car, that he's like, yeah, could you sign my Pokemon card?
I love that. I love
so,
that.
So, yeah, apparently these dudes at the auto shop noticed me when I walked in, and then they, like, were like, is that Super Duper Danny? And then they got to working on my car, and I've got, like, Pokemon stickers and, like, Pokemon stuff hanging on the mirror and stuff. And yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, that's Super Duper Danny. But I thought it was really funny. Anyway, they also messed something up with the order again on the break, so I had to leave my car there overnight, and I just, like, took an Uber home. And then I got my car the next day. But when I came back the next day, like, the supervisor at the Jiffy Lube was like, he brought his binder of cards because he knew I was coming back to pick up.
That's why they kept your car overnight, so that you'd have to come back and assess their collection.
Dude, because it was like five things. Like, they were like, okay, we're going to try to do this instead, and we're going to try to get your car. And it just ended up, I was like, no, dude, just keep it overnight. Like, I'll come get it tomorrow when you get whatever worked out. Yeah, but then when I came back, they were like, oh, yeah, we brought... I was like, so I walked up there, and then they were going through their Pokemon binders. And I was like, did you guys just bring those? Because you knew I was coming back, and you just bring those. They're like, no, we brought them so you could sign a card. Dude, it was so good. Anyway, so I got my car back. The brakes work great.
All right.
They're working great. And I got a good laugh out of it. I was literally thinking about that all day. Because I was like, dude, what are the odds also? But he came up so professionally, like he was going to have me sign some document about my car. Signed a Zubat.
And they're going to go home and be like, great at streaming, horrible at car maintenance.
Dude, I was thinking that. That was my first thought. I was like, oh, God, my car is so dirty. There's, like, bird poop on the windshield because a bird just pooped on my car. And then I got, like, scratches all over it. You know, it's like, man, this person doesn't know how to take care of their car.
All right, well, let that be a lesson to always change your oil on time.
Always. Why is that a lesson?
It's just a good lesson to always change your oil on time.
Yeah, don't forget. Literally, that's one of those things. I don't know if you have things in your life like that. Like, pretty much all of my bills are on auto pay because I routinely would forget the due dates of them and just forget to pay them regardless of, like, whether or not I could. Like, I could pay them, I would just forget. and then I would get like a late fee every time because I would forget.
I would
to pay
love to
like,
see how much late fee.
You have. Dude, it's ridiculous. It's so annoying. Nearly everything I have is on auto pay now for that reason. I'm like, I can't do it. My brain doesn't do it. So that's why it took me over. Yeah, however long to get my oil. I'm gonna look at that sticker again. See if they left it up.
You know,
there.
I will say, I will admit, I did forget to pay my credit card bill. This month. I did forget to pay it. And of course, I realized the day after it's due, right? Nothing, I don't have like a reminder going off my phone to tell me like it's due this day. I have it like days prior. So it must have popped up and I must have been like in the middle of something. And then I just completely slipped my mind. But of course, my mind conveniently remembers the day after it's due.
That's always how it is. Like, oh man, that
and
one
so
thing.
I definitely had a little bit of a late credit card payment. So,
dude, I had one on this card that I wasn't even using, and it was like for months straight. I just neglected. I like forgot, and I like wasn't really using the card, but I bought like groceries on it or something, and so I was racking up like a $40 late fee.
Oh my
like
gosh.
4 months in a row. And I looked at the end of the year, and I was like, "What the heck is this for?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm an idiot." I just didn't look at the card. Like, I didn't look to
credit
see
credit cards
there was
are dangerous.
Money on it.
They really are. They really are.
It's so dumb. That's so dumb.
Yeah. Very. Anyway. Very, 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 very dangerous.
So, but big weekends. Got my oil. Fresh
you
batch
all, you,
of oil.
You're
going to
save on gas, too, now. You realize that.
What, why?
Because you change your oil on a regular basis, right? So that your car doesn't work as hard. And so then you start saving money on gas because you're not going through gas as much because your car isn't working as hard.
I've literally never heard this in my entire life. What does oil do for your car? What does it do in there? Like, honestly, like, what in the big scope of it working with the engine, what does it effectively do?
Oil is like, it like lubricates. Like, lubricates
like the,
everything.
The
right?
belts
yeah.
and stuff? Or like,
yeah.
The, what?
Yeah, oil lubricates your the engine. I'm pretty sure I'm right on that.
Yeah, it provides lubrication to the many moving parts of an engine, which helps to avoid damage and keep your engine running smoothly. Yeah, because, like, it's one of those things. So I have very niche, like, vast amounts of information on very niche topics and other things. I, like, I'm, like, ignorant about them almost, like, intentionally because I do not care. So, like, if somebody's like, oh, yeah, what does this thing do in a car? I'm like, I literally have no idea. I would pay somebody to fix it before I would look into it.
And I don't know things about cars by any means. I'm not a car person. But I've taken an active stance to learn about things like house maintenance and car maintenance stuff like that. Like, especially, you know, within the past few years, adulting more. And just trying to learn about stuff so that I'm not, you know, messing things up and breaking things and making myself have to pay more out than I need to be because of just not knowing. So I've been trying to, like, educate myself a lot more on repairs and what you should be doing and, you know, talking to my dad and talking to my mom about stuff of – like, what do I need to do here and what do I need to do? Just learning.
Home ownership is like one of those that's like, yeah, once you have a house and you like want to fix up some stuff, it's almost like that one feels more personal for some reason than like learning about cars. Cars also scare me. I don't know why. Like if I'm like, oh yeah, let me check something out under the hood. Like, I'm like,
I'm not tinkering around. I'm just learning.
I'll refill the wiper fluid. I got that down.
Yeah.
And change my wiper blades. I'm on that. But anything like in that engine, I'm like, I am not. If it requires me like putting my hand in the big metal thing, I think I'm good.
The only time I lift up my hood of the car engine is to make sure that it's not on fire or like cracked in half.
Or you open it, you're like, yep, looks like it's there. All right.
Yeah. But I will sometimes, I'll, you know, if something's wrong with the car in the past, I will do that thing. Like, you lift up the hood and you look at it like you somehow think you know what you're looking at or what you should be looking at. And you're just like, yep.
Oh yeah, it's that belt.
Could be this region right over here. There's an issue with it.
Region that's smoking and it's like there's a belt squealing. You're like, it might be that.
Yeah, it might be.
Might be something in that.
You might need a whole new region.
Yeah, yeah. This whole thing we're gonna need to. Redo.
We're gonna replace this.
I wonder
this.
What the like in Teslas, what does that part even it look like? They don't have an engine, so like what? What do you, if you're like, oh, I'm going to fix something that's wrong with the Tesla, how do you even look at that? I don't even know what it looks like.
I have no clue. I don't own one. The only time I've ever ridden one is an Uber.
I think they put storage space in the front, actually, but I don't know where the rest of the battery and stuff would go. Yeah, I don't know what it looks like. We'll have to ask like somebody who owns a Tesla. What does it look like?
Yeah.
Is there just a robot under there? There's just like a little robot man, just like
it's a little hamsters, and she's like a whole like cage of hamsters in there. And you got the green tubes that are just like running throughout the car.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude, that's so funny. When you take it in for maintenance, they're just like changing it out and putting more carrots in there.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, you got something wrong with your hamster. And you just think, oh, is that like a thing in the engine?
Like a nickname for one of the mechanic things?
No, literally a hamster. One of your hamsters are sick. We gotta
replace that with a new hamster.
We gotta nurse it back to health.
Yeah. He started eating one of the other hamsters, so that's why your car started stalling out.
Yeah, yeah. You really gotta get some little wood sticks in there for him. He's getting bored.
Oh my god. That's so cute. Anyway, my weekend was great. I did not see any Teslas, but I probably did. But yeah, good time hanging out with my mom. My mom got to hang out with Rafiki. You know, they spent some quality time together when we were on our trip in Asia. And so now they bonded and they're best friends.
Yeah,
and Rafiki would not shut up. Dude, the whole night, bro, me and my mom were trying to sleep. Rafiki, the whole night, meow, meow, meow. Literally. It was nonsense. I was like, bro, are you kidding me? What is this? So, I don't know. That was annoying, but
we persevered. Sorry for your loss. Sorry for your loss there.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
See, she's sleeping over there now. She didn't get a good night's sleep last night. She's too busy meowing at us.
Now, I did not see the the light thing that you, whatever that word was you said.
Blah, 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 I said, blah, blah, well, blah, blah, I blah. Said Aurora Borealis, the northern light. I'm pretty sure it's, you called it a
solar
light storm?
A solar storm? A solar storm, yeah. Solar storm
let's
or solar thunderstorm.
Aurora Borealis, let's see, is Aurora Borealis a solar storm?
It's probably like a scientific term that you're using. I would assume.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you unfamiliar with the term Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, really? It's been my weekend word stim, like the stim word of the weekend is Aurora Borealis, just because it's very
I did not funny. See it because Friday I did it, well, technically Saturday, but Friday going into Saturday, I did a midnight pre-release for Pokemon Twilight Masquerade. So sign-up started on Friday at 11 p.m., and then at 12:01, boom, then we could start doing the tournament.
Dang. So, but you couldn't have checked out there at, like, 11, you know, right before you went in? And just
I was
like,
too busy going undefeated.
You went undefeated?
I went undefeated. Yeah.
Easy.
Undefeated.
Nobody said a chance.
So it was actually, we did midnight pre-release. So that would technically be Saturday, starting at 12:01 a.m. We did that until 3:30 a.m. Then we went home.
Bruh.
And then we got up at 11 a.m. to then go to the next pre-release at noon to then play pre-release. So we did two pre-releases technically in 24 hours, which went undefeated at both of them.
Oh, wow. What was your deck?
So I ended up getting Tatsugiri.
Okay.
As my pre-release promo. And my deck consisted of the Snorunt line with Galele and Froslass and the Flabébé line.
Oh, you get both Galele and Froslass in the same
kit? Yeah, so you get two
kit?
Two Galeles and then one Froslass.
Oh, interesting. Okay, let's see. Tatsugiri. Attract customers. Once during your turn, if this Pokemon is in the active spot, you may look at the top six cards of your deck. reveal a supporter card, and then put it into your hand. That's kind of convenient.
It is, but I did cut it from my deck.
Oh!
I did not play it because it takes, what is it, one fire energy and what's the other one?
Yeah, water, a fire and a water. This would be a bench for the entire game for sure. Like, this is not a Pokemon that you would use.
I was too worried about it getting stuck in my active.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I just overlooked the first part about it having to be in the active.
Yeah. That seems like. So kind of I was too worried about it getting stuck in my active spot and then basically just being a free prize for whoever I was facing. So I decided to cut that. So I cut that. I cut out all of the Flabébé line that I got, which was basically two of every stage. So I cut all of that out. And I ended up putting in, because you also get a Fezzendipity and a Monkey Dory in there. So I left those in. I ended up pulling another Fezzendipity, threw that in there as well. But the game changer for me was Applin and Diplin.
Oh, are those ones you pulled or were those in the kit too?
No, I pulled those. So
easy.
So I pulled the Grass Applin and the Grass Diplin. And the Diplin has a move to where it takes only one grass energy and it does 20 damage for every Pokemon on your bench. And it's so easy. Like if you can go first, right? It's so easy to get that Applin out there and fill up your bench with the amount of like supporter or trainers that you have that like lets you search for Pokemon and things like that.
So then you were doing 100 damage one energy.
So yeah, so basically by turn two, I was able to start hitting hundreds.
That's nasty.
And it has an ability, which I didn't get to use at all.
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
The ability is if you have Festival Grounds, it lets you attack twice using your move. But I never ended up pulling Festival Grounds, so I never got to use that.
Dude, that would have been busted at the pre-release.
I know. So
two turns in the same turn, or two attacks in the same turn.
So Applin and Diplin was was definitely my savior for many, many games. And then I pulled the same pre-release deck for both tournaments. Exact same pre-release deck. And then second tournament, I pulled another Applin and Diplin, and so I used those again and basically played the exact same deck.
Get wrecked.
Tournaments. So it was a good time. I enjoyed it. Pre-release kits were pretty good. Pulled some nice stuff. Nice little set.
What was your biggest hit from your like regular pull, unrelated to battling?
Biggest pull... One of my prize packs, or not a, like actual prize pack, one of the packs I got as a prize for playing in the tournament had the full art Perrin. How do you pronounce it? Perrin? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the photographer person.
Yeah, not the special illustration one, just regular.
Yeah, not the one with the Growlithe.
Yeah.
Bro, I was waiting for that one to show up in mine.
So I would guess, rarity-wise, that was my biggest pull. But if you're going with highest pull, as in like what's most useful and what's like most sought after right now, was Dragapult EX.
Oh, nice!
Because Dragapult
is that going to be in like the new meta?
Oh yeah, yeah, hard. So the Dragapults are being highly sought after right now.
If I get a Dragapult.
Dragapult EX.
I got my biggest one that I got was the special illustration rare Teal Mask Ogerpon EX. But I didn't go to a pre-release yet. I think I'm going to go this weekend.
I did pull a Teal Mask Ogerpon in the second build and battle that I played in. Yeah, it's the same one I pulled right there. Just a regular double rare.
Look at him.
I did pull the Ogerpon, just a regular double rare Ogerpon, and I did put that in my deck, and that helped out too. So.
Heck yeah. Congrats. This is an oversight on my part. I didn't look and see like what the different moves did for the different, because they have four different ogre pawns. Clearly, like, you know, four different types for four different style, you know, four different decks. If you wanted to do, you know, I guess you could mix and match. But I don't know if like there's any strategy to like using multiple ogre pawns in your deck or like what the vibe is there. I did not look at that. Do you know if that's like If they're like gonna like people are gonna be like, I'm gonna make the deck.
No, I don't think ponds, as of right now, I don't think there's gonna be anything like super competitive with using all the ogre ponds. I mean, there could be future sets, but right now most people are very fixated on Dragapult EX and Blood Moon Ursaluna.
Bro, that Ursaluna is sick. That was at the top of my wants list.
So
for hoping I pulled it, the special.
Yeah.
I guess any of them, but
it's a fun little set. It's definitely a DLC set. So if you haven't played the DLC for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, there's going to be a lot of references in here that you might not understand. And that might be very new to you. So think of it as like for Sword and Shield era, Chilling Rain. How Chilling Rain was very much the DLC set of Sword and Shield.
Yeah, Battle Styles too.
Yeah, Battle Styles as well. So that's kind of like how this set is for Scarlet and Violet era.
It's interesting. It's like I don't, sometimes with sets like this it's hard because if you aren't fully in the world of Pokemon in those different capacities, like if you're not playing the video game, this set is a really hard sell from just like an outsider perspective looking at the cards in here, because you're like, I don't know who some of these characters, like what role these people play, like what. Like, I don't really know some of these Pokemon because they're brand new. So I think that, like, sets like this sometimes, I think, have a hard time pulling in, like, the masses, just because it's, like, if you don't play the video game and you haven't played the DLC, it's, like, some of the Pokemon, you're like, I've literally never seen that Pokemon in my life. What is that?
Right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of it takes place of being around the festival, right? There's a lot, weirdly enough, there is a lot of Pokemon that have abilities and moves in Twilight Masquerade that reference having festival grounds in the play area. It's a stadium, but it references that. And so if you never played the DLC, you'd be like, why are all these cards referencing this one card?
So they all have to do with the festival.
Right. So it's all
the
about
big
the festival.
Festival.
All about the festival.
Yeah.
So we did that. And the other big thing that I did, non-Pokemon related.
Yeah.
You went to Jiffy Loop?
That I think is worth mentioning.
You didn't go to Jiffy Loop.
I did not go to Jiffy Loop, unfortunately. Meh. No. But I did cut the cord.
What does that mean?
That's the term for when you get rid of cable.
Cut the cord?
Yeah, I cut the cord.
Don't have cable.
No more cable. I got rid of it.
That's crazy.
I got rid of it. No more cable. So we just have internet. We upgraded our internet package
to the highest
one. And we did that, and then we still have, like, our security system through them as well. But, yeah, we cut the cord. No more cable.
Dude, this is crazy.
But the thing is that, like, we never watch TV anyways. Like, we don't have any subscriptions at all. We have no Netflix, no Hulu, no Paramount, no Disney, nothing. We have Amazon because it's Amazon, but
yeah, with your Prime membership. If they had a separate one that was like less expensive that didn't have Amazon Video, you know, people would just do that.
Oh yeah. And so we just don't hardly ever watch TV. So it was like, it makes no sense for us to have this. I mean, every once in a while we'll pop it on and, you know, cause something's on or whatever, but it was not justifiable to keep it.
Yeah. How expensive is cable?
I mean, it lowered our bill by like $100, so.
Per month?
Yeah, per month.
Oh!
So.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're paying over $1,000 a year for cable?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that makes sense why you cut it.
Yeah, so I got rid of it. it's not only that, right? Like, you're paying for the cable, but you're also paying to rent the box that the cable comes through, and that's a monthly fee to rent the box.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then you have, like, entertainment fees or some, like, all those, like, junk fees that are on top of it that just add up. So,
jeez, man.
Yeah, we got rid of it. We got rid of it.
Dude, I was thinking about this the other day, because while I was waiting at the auto store for my car, I was watching the news on TV.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, this is weird. For the record, I've never bought cable. I've never had cable. Like, when I moved out of my parents' house, I just never bought. That's not like a thing that I would just buy. So like, I've never had it, but also, like, I don't know. I feel like I used to consume news at least more on like a, oh, this is a broadcast from a news network that's delivering this news like on a Facebook clip or whatever it would be, like on Apple News or whatever. Yeah. But like, I feel like so much of our news comes from just social media articles and stuff now anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was watching the news on this thing and I was like, oh, this is weird. I'm like tuning in to whatever, KTLA, and there's an anchor that's delivering the news right now. Like, this is weird. Like, this is this is like turning into a foreign thing that used to be so common every single day you'd watch the news.
And apparently, Dad. I've never been on live Dad. Television before, but...
Me watching the news anchor speak, like, oh my gosh. They're live right now doing the news. But I was just thinking about that with cable, because I was like, man, yeah, if you have cable, this is how you watch the news.
It's not worth
but
it.
I didn't realize it was that expensive also. I thought it was like $50 or something.
Yeah.
$100 a month. That ain't it.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. And, you know, before we went in, we're in the parking lot. I'm like, all right, Marie. They're going to try to fight us on this. They're going to want us to keep it, right? You know, they're going to try to sell us some other package or give us some sort of deal. They always do. When, you know, any service, it doesn't matter if it's cable or not. Any service, whenever you try to get rid of it, they always try to get you to keep it by offering you something different, right? And so I was like, all right. It's no, we're not giving into it no matter what it is. And so we walk in, I'm fully prepared to like just be like a no man, right? No. And so I go up there and I'm like, all right, we want to get rid of our cable. We just don't use it a whole lot. And she's like, okay. And she starts typing it in. She's like, mm-hmm. not saying anything else. I'm like, oh, is this, she's not going to say anything about it.
Yeah.
And then she looks up and she's like, yeah, you're doing the right thing. She's like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Oh my God.
She's like, I don't even have cable and I work here.
Dude, that's funny. I'm surprised they don't give employees free cable and stuff.
Right.
It's weird.
And
she's like, I know you don't need it. Dude,
yeah,
I love
she did
that.
Not fight that's us at like all. She energy. Agreed with us. She's like, yeah, you're making a good move getting rid of this.
She's like, they do not pay me enough to promote trying to sell. They're like, there's not enough benefits. Get out.
Yeah. So if we want to watch something, you know, maybe we'll grab Netflix for, you know, whatever it is, $15 a month, keep it for that month and then ditch it until we want it again. So,
yeah. Can you do that? Is that
how
they operate? Like, you can just be like, I would like 1 month only of Netflix.
Yeah. People do that all the time.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Cool. So if there's like a big show that like you just got to see, it's so good, then.
Yeah. Just pay $15 and you get basically are just renting that show.
Yeah. And then ditch it after that.
This is the budget podcast where we talk about how to save money on your entertainment.
I've been picking up DVDs again at Goodwill.
Are you serious?
Yeah. $1, you know, whenever I want to watch this movie, I've been going back into the physical media.
Dude, that's great. Not to bring up the library again, but library, like there's actually like a surprising amount of like entertainment media at the library too, which is and that's all physical. I mean, they do some digital stuff too, but you can go in there and find movies and stuff as well.
Dude,
I want to go to Goodwill, just peruse.
You absolutely should.
Dude, my mom is cracking me up because she's like, they have senior day at Goodwill where the prices at Goodwill are 40% off on Wednesdays or whatever for their senior discount. And so my mom's going in there and she bought something specifically on senior day that was $5 and she got like a $2 discount. She was all pumped about it. I was like, this is hilarious, dude. This is like the it's like I have to buy it on Wednesday because it's the senior discount day.
Also, at the same time, they're out of their mind because they've been raising their prices on everything at Goodwill. So, they've completely lost it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their prices are super, super high. Sometimes, like, the prices of some of their clothes and stuff is higher than, like, what it would be going to a Target or Walmart and buying it completely brand new. So,
and it's like a sweater from the 90s that somebody's worn, like, 100 times.
It's got, like, a hole in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like the hype of the thrifting culture that got too far. They thrifted a little too close to the sun, and now their prices are like it's vintage. So
the
whole
is the aesthetic.
Yeah, it's part of the shirt. That's what makes it cool. It's got a rip in it.
Yeah, it's so awesome. All right, well, what'd you bring to drink today? What do you got?
Oh, bro, I got some goods. I got some goods. So first order of business. Hear that?
I heard a little bit of it. Yeah.
Hear that?
Yeah.
That, my friend, it, oh man, it's all bubbly and frothy now. I messed up. It's Fiji water with liquid IV in there. You know, get those extra electrolytes.
Okay.
Get those extra. I feel like I haven't been getting enough electrolytes.
Who cares?
What the heck? What was that about?
One just pops up automatically. I don't hit that one.
Yeah. Just when somebody says something really irrelevant and dumb, it just plays automatically.
Boring. Yawning. Sloppy.
Shut up.
Lazy.
No, I'm not lazy. Anyway, so yeah,
I believe Jiffy Lube would argue that one.
Jiffy, no, they, you know what? I was waiting for him to say something about how long it had been, like something about like, dang, you know, like, hey man, this is messed up. Why'd you wait so long? They never said a thing, a negative thing. But maybe it was also because they asked me to sign a Pokemon card. They didn't want to, you know, embarrass me or something.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
I was fully waiting for them to say something horrific about my car, you know?
Are your tires still good?
Tires are great. I did have to go repair a tire like a couple months ago, so I think the tires should be chilling.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. They're all four of them are there.
Oh, nice.
Very sexy.
I checked. They're all there. Anyway, so I have my electrolyte water, Fiji, with the liquid IV.
Okay.
And then also, man, speaking of shrinkflation, I got shrinkflated on again with the liquid IV.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Literally with the Fijis and with the liquid IV. Their container used to have more packets in it. And I was like, oh, yeah, $10 for the pack of liquid IV. But the container is smaller now. Like, it has less in them.
Everything,
not the packets,
everything has
the
shrinkflation going on. Everything,
dude,
literally.
I'm so sick of this. I'm sick of it. Yeah. Anyway, and then I have a latte with oat milk. And then I frothed the milk to make it all nice and bubbly. But now it's just back to latte form.
Okay.
It was almost cappuccino level, you know, for a little bit. Little bubblies.
Well, you know what I got over here?
What you got?
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash, drip.
Hey. Splash, water, splash. No shrinkflation on that because it's the same one you've had since the 1800s.
Hey, just refilling that.
That's crazy.
Brita.
That's crazy.
Shout out to Brita.
Shout out Brita. The sponsor of today's podcast.
Sponsor of today's podcast. Have you ever been tired and thirsty at the same time?
Yeah. Tired of shrinkflation.
Well, get ready for the new Serta Brita combo. 2-in-1.
You can sleep while there's somehow a mechanism in there that allows you to drink water while you sleep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Filters the water.
Yeah, and then it just seeps into your pores while you're sleeping. You don't need to drink.
Yeah, drink no
and
more.
It's fresh. Yeah.
Be gone. All right, on the count of iCarly.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I know you see somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
That's a good latte. That's a good latte.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear that burp?
I did hear that.
I'm sorry.
I
didn't mean to.
That was absolutely you.
I just kind of snuck in. Ah!
I do.
I would love to hear that episode. Like, I really would love to hear what episode that came from.
Man, I don't know if I would even come close to remembering what episode that would be.
Nah. Somebody who's been an avid listener, help us find this episode.
Well, can I ask?
You
want
to re-listen back?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, you can go ahead and ask a question, of course.
What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center, and in fact, Super Duper Danny?
Yeah.
What do you think caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Oh, I think there's a few things that may or may not have caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention at the Pokemon Center this week.
I definitely think next week when Jordan is back from his trip, we're going to have a fun guessing game.
It is going to be a banger. Yeah, trying to figure out. I don't know if it's even going to... He's going to come on here with like 10 boxes of different random stuff.
I feel pretty positive I can come close within one or two items.
No way.
Yeah, I feel good about it. I'm not going to lie.
You're funny.
I feel pretty good about it. Hey, you know, have you ever read before?
I have read, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes at the library.
Oh, that's right. You got, what, 30 library cards?
Yeah, I got 30 different library cards. All for the different libraries.
You going to send those in to get graded?
Dude, one of them's all scratched up for sure. That one's getting like a PSA 2.
Well, there is new primer books We got flying types, rock types, and fighting types all getting their own separate books for $14.99. Oh, these are like the kids style books that you would read to, I assume, kids or toddlers.
Are these the ones with like the thick pages?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the thick, like almost like cardboard kind of pages that have like.
Anybody could read them though.
Yeah, you don't have to be a kid, but yeah. You would probably most likely be for a kid.
As
an adult, you could still read.
The Monpoke line is getting a new book as well called Meet the Friends. This one's like a skinny book.
I know. This is weird. It's like a pamphlet style, but is it? It almost looks like a card, like a holiday card or something.
That's what I thought it was as soon as I looked at it really quick. But it is a book for $9.99. Scholastic book, to be more specific.
Wow. It is Scholastic. Hello. Yeah, they're doing a lot with this Monpoke. I feel like every time we've gone, like, when we go to the Pokemon Centers, you see, like, a whole section of Monpoke stuff. And then, like, on our Pokemon Center here... Like, there's just been a lot of drops for it.
Yeah.
This is a 10-page book, though, so I feel like you pretty much get... Is it literally just those Pokemon? Because there's five Pokemon on there, and it's two-page... I don't know. I feel like it's almost literally all you see in the photo is the whole book.
We also had the new Pichu Pearlescent Funko Pop drop exclusively at the Pokemon Center. For $14.99. Obviously sold out. They always sell out.
Fast.
I won't ask if you got one or not. We'll wait until the end to see what all has been acquired. New Flygon Pokemon Monthly Pin, Dragon type pins. This is number 4 out of 12. Has dropped where it kind of has that little stained glass look where you can see through it.
Yeah.
$12.99. Cool.
Those sell out so fast.
They really do.
What is happening with these dragon pins?
They really do. It's $12.99 for that. It is sold out once again. And then we have another huge pin drop. Like, they have been dropping these pins like crazy.
You could hear a pin drop.
We got the regular pins as well as the pixel pins. So just running through here.
Dude, there's so many. It's like almost a full page on the Pokemon Center for the pins.
So regular pins, we have Dondozo, we have a Wiglet Wugtrio 2-pack, a Sandygast Palossand 2-pack, going into a Marini Toxapex 2-pack, Nidorina 1, Nidoran 1, both male and female, both one separately, Sandshrew 1, Nidoking 1.
That's cute.
We got a 3-pack of Finizen, Palafin, and Palafin Hero Form. A Nidorina 1. We got a 3-pack of Quellfish, Relicanth, and Basculin. Sandslash getting one. Nidoqueen getting one. And that is it for the regular pins. And then pixel pins, we got Unown, Slowking, Murkrow, Yanma, Wooper, and Quagsire getting a 2-pack, Espeon and Umbreon getting a 2-pack, Misdreavus 1, Wobbuffet 1, and then Sunkern and Sunflora getting a 2-pack, all ranging from $9.99 for one of them all the way up to $18.99 for three of them.
Mm-hmm. Whew. That's a lot of pins.
A lot of pins.
Who's buying all these pins?
That's a huge amount of pins.
And also, like, the way that they drop them is so random. Like, it's like the pixel pins are, like, mixed in with the other pins. And they're, like, there's seemingly no rhyme or reason to which ones are dropping.
Yeah.
Like, they just kind of like, all right, today we're going to do the Nidoqueen, Nidoking line. Like, it's, like, very random. And also, some of them are batched in sets and some of them are singles that feel like they could be batched in sets.
Yeah.
Like, all the Kanto ones that are separated. It's like, why?
Well, because they're Kanto. That one's easy. Right? You feel like the Sandshrew and Sandslash should be kind of paired up together, but they're separate.
Yeah, it's funny. So you'd have to just check out with those two. Yeah, it seems
But
silly.
You got but Wiglet and Wugtrio paired together.
Yeah, paired up together.
So, take your pick.
Those ones are cheaper, too.
Choose
only
wisely.
$15 for the two of them. Yeah.
Choose wisely.
Take your pick, but lots of pins to choose from, for sure. The only ones that sold out is the... like the limited.
The dragon.
Flygon one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the big Big drop. Big. Literally big. Big drop.
Big.
They're doing a collaboration with Yogibo? Yogibo?
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. I would say Yogibo.
Yeah, Yogibo?
Yogibo.
Yeah, what? Yogi Bear?
Yogi Bear.
Right?
Boo-boo.
Pokemon Yogibo collaboration. Beanbag chairs.
This is hilarious.
Beanbag chairs. Three different ones to choose from. Gengar, Jigglypuff, and everybody's favorite, Lechonk.
Lechonky monkey.
And these actually look pretty big. They're actually $299 a piece. You can go on and see images, like a size comparison with a person, like holding it, sitting on it, so you can kind of get that size comparison of how big they actually are. It is a pre-order for October of 2024. So you will not get it right away. It is a 30 by 30 by 30 inches dimension.
Wow. 30 by 30 by 30?
30 by 30 by 30. All of those are still in stock, by the way.
Spherical. Nate, spherical.
Spherical. That's geometry, right?
They should have done a spiel. Oh, they already did. Except for the spiel. Have you, you've sat on the spiel before, right?
Yeah.
You sit on that and your butt actually touches the floor. Like, it's like not.
Yeah, it looks like, it looks like similar materials are used for these that was used on the spiel, but these are actually beanbags, so I imagine that
the real deal
materials would be a lot more sturdy.
Yeah, and this is, it's interesting because if you, like, look at the breakdown of the item, it's, like, the cover part is unique, like, for the Pokemon, like, it's, like, got the Pokemon on it, but whatever is inside, I don't know how they have it inside, but basically it says the cover is interchangeable with other Yogibo Pod X covers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So if you have this product, like, if you have the Lechonk and you go on their, on Yogibo's website, you can buy any other covers for it that, you know, you wouldn't need to buy a whole nother bean bag. You just swap out the cover, which I don't know how they have. They must just have, like, another bag inside of that that's just got all the beans in it. So they don't spill all over the place.
But that's it. That's all they released.
That's it.
That's it.
The I think the gigantic bean bags are something special. The Gengar's limbs are hilarious.
You
kind of skipped right over this. They're hilarious, Nate.
I would say that out of the bean bags, the Lechonk one looks the most realistic in design.
I agree. I would agree with you on this.
Jigglypuff, probably the second most realistic, and then Gengar.
Hilarious.
A hilarious looking one out of all three of them.
Yeah. I think, well, the Lechonk one looks like totally, totally normal. Like, that one blends in with society. This one is, like, great. He's, like, cute. I think the way that they did the seams on it, too, were in a good spot, and his little cute little feet just kind of, like, you know, get squeezed out of the bottom.
Yeah.
The Jiggly. I think it has something to do with how they did the seams and, like, where they place the facial features on it. It just looks funny when somebody's sitting on it. but I do think they're very, very cute. This is, like, one of those, these types of items, we've already had discussions on these because we have the jumbos. Our rooms, our living rooms, studios are pretty full to the brim with large style plushy Pokemon stuff. So I think it's, like, for us, it's like, I love seeing these, but I, like, I wish I had more room so I could, like, try one, you know, do, like, something silly and get one and have it in the office, but I already have a bunch of jumbos.
I mean, there is, out of three of them, there is one that I do want. So.
Is it the Lechonk? It has to be the Lechonk.
I'm just saying.
It has to be the Lechonk.
There's one that I really do like.
It has to be the Lechonk. Huh? Look at how cute.
I mean, did you buy anything? Did you pick up anything?
Did you pick up anything?
Did you pick up anything at all over there?
I'd like you to guess if I picked up anything.
I'm going to go with a solid, solid, confident 100% no on that one.
Why do you think I got nothing?
I just, you know, I got that feeling.
They didn't have mullets for sale. You couldn't pick anything up. So, is that your final?
That's my final answer. Yeah.
I didn't get anything. I didn't get a single thing.
That was
what
correct.
If I picked up those little primer books?
But
though?
You
what
didn't.
If I was like, I would love to Pokemon fighting type primer book.
I got a point.
You got one point.
Right. So I was correct.
No jumbo
on that
squishes.
One.
Yeah. You did get one. This right one time.
All right. Well,
I didn't get any pins.
Go for your
I
guess
missed. Bro, I missed the pre-order again on the pearlescent Pokemon.
You know what? I was there.
I knew you were going to say that, and you probably still didn't get it.
I'm not going to say yes or no. You got to make a guess first.
I miss it every time, and you're like, oh, yeah, I was there. I knew it was up. Come on, bro. I'm going to say, upon looking through this, I really think you considered getting the Lechonk. I don't think you pre-ordered the Lechonk yet.
Okay.
Beanbag. I do not think you got any of those pins or the primer books. I don't think you got the pearlescent Pichu.
Now, I will say, out of all the Pokemon Center Funko Pops, I have the Pikachu.
Oh, so would you specifically get go with? No, I'm still going to say you didn't get it. You've been talking so much smack on these pearlescent Funkos. I do not think that you got it.
All right, so I got nothing, is what you're saying.
I don't think you got anything.
All right. Well, you would be absolutely correct. I did not pick up anything whatsoever. However, I was close. I was very close.
Were you eyeing that Lechonk?
I was. I was eyeing the Lechonk. Bro. And it could still be a possibility. Could still be a possibility.
It's
I don't know.
Mad cute.
But
it would go great in your living room, Nate.
Curveball?
Oh.
There was another item that I thought about ordering. And it was
this week. Did it release previous weeks?
No.
Or this week? Curveball item. Oh my gosh. And it wasn't the Funko.
Was not the Funko.
Was it the dragon pin? You haven't been collecting the pins.
No,
it's weird. You're not a big pin guy.
I haven't bought any of the dragon pins, but it,
I mean,
it's not a book either. So it has.
What the heck was it?
So it has to be a pin.
And it wasn't the dragon pin?
It was not the dragon pin.
This is insane. Okay. Slowking is cool. I don't think it was that. I'm going to say Nidoqueen.
Really? Nidoqueen?
Yeah.
What?
I have no idea. What? None of these to me are like, oh yeah, Nate would like that. I have no idea, Nate. Wait. Can you give me like a hint? Hint-a-rooney? Pixel pin or regular pin?
Pixel.
Oh, Slowking.
Nope.
Dang.
Nope.
Okay, let me assess. Oh, Espeon and Umbreon.
No.
That's insane, dude. No, this is very unlike you. The only other thing I could... No, I literally have no idea. The unknown one would be... Nah. Quagsire? Clodsire? No.
Nah.
Quagsire? Wooper?
No.
Unknown?
Wait.
Wobbuffet.
What was your guess? Wooper? Quagsire? Or unknown?
Unknown.
It was unknown.
That's so random. It's an unknown letter A, by the way. This is so... What?
Well, since I looked at it, and it just looked nostalgic. You know what I mean?
This
like,
is
it
so
just
random.
Like, that's one of those Pokemon that, like, oh, you just remember unknown being all pixelated, and I don't know. It just felt very nostalgic, and I was like,
yeah,
that's something I would put on my backpack that would be... I don't think, like, you know, and the average person walking by you would be like, oh, that's a Pikachu, right? Like, this would be,
yeah,
like, deep cut in the soundtrack to where you'd have to have, like, a Pokemon, hardcore Pokemon fan, I think, to be like, oh, that's an unknown.
That's unknown. That's so fun. I don't know if it's ever been confirmed, like, what pixel art this came from, but it does give, like... third gen, like, almost like Fire Red Leaf Green kind of art,
yeah,
or maybe like Heart Gold Soul Silver pixel art. I don't know what these are. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what generation is this from? I think it's third or fourth, but like, because it's got enough where there's definition on it.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly not Gen 1 or 2, but like, yeah, what? Where was this from?
I don't know.
But
it is
nostalgic.
It felt nostalgic.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, I've noticed that with a lot of these pixel ones where it is like, yeah, it's like you remember playing with where the sprites were really simple. They didn't have like a crazy amount of detail. The moves weren't like that crazy animated. It was literally like a wave coming across the screen, like a, you know, like a static single wave.
Bonk.
Yeah, boom. or like just like a little effect or something on the screen. Yeah.
I mean, I almost bought it.
Oh, but you didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it.
Oh my god!
It was a curveball almost buy.
Oh, okay. I thought you bought that, and I was like, "This is so random."
I mean, I still could at some point. Yeah,
there's still time.
There's still time.
100%. I wonder if they'll ever release a full line of every letter. Like, it would be kind of cool if they underneath that listing they had you could just pick. You know.
Yeah.
Four different letters. You know, you could pick your name, and then you just get the four for your name.
Well, they had the unknown sitting cuties.
And they did every single one.
And they did every single one of them, yeah.
That's ridiculous. And I remember, I forgot about that.
Yeah, because I bought the four sitting cuties to spell out my name, Nate.
I didn't even think to do that. You're funny.
Yeah. I didn't.
That's cute.
Yeah.
They're all sold out now.
They sit out and they're sitting out in my collection room.
Aww.
Spells Nate right there.
That's cute.
But they're all cute. They're all sold out. Every single one of them.
That's tough.
Those probably. I feel like those are something they could probably bring back in stock.
Yeah, it's like so. It's so random. Like it's just so like cute and silly.
Yeah.
It's like every single letter in the unknown alphabet, including the exclamation point and the question mark.
Yeah. They're all there.
You know what I did notice is if I'm not mistaken, they do not have numbers for the unknowns. They literally just have letters and, like, punctuation, but they don't have any numbers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I remember I was making, like, a custom art piece, and the person's username had numbers in it. And I went to go look up, like, unknown 8 or whatever, and I was like, oh, it doesn't exist. I literally just made up a character for the unknown, like, that was that shape, but they didn't actually exist. I thought that was interesting.
But that's it for the Pokemon Center.
That's it.
That's it, yeah. That's it this week.
What?
But hang on now. Wait a minute. It's not the end of the podcast.
What the heck?
It's not the end of the podcast. No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now remember, we're not breaking the news.
Oh.
We're simply, calmly, just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! That was simple and calm. We are really breaking the news today, or simply just discussing what's going on.
Simple.
Simply and orderly, not chaotically, just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Right.
We got many riveting topics today, including some sleep, including some other various things involving graded cards.
Oh yeah, we gotta get going on this one here. Yeah.
Yeah, we got some good stuff.
Quick mention just to kind of start things off here. The second part of Pokemon Horizons is on Netflix. So if you're ready to see that second part, there it is. Netflix. Exclusively on Netflix. So go over there, check it out.
Part two.
We got Pokemon Sleep is doing an update.
Yeah.
And that is going to be on May 14th.
Dude, it's funny because I didn't even know this was happening and I'm so in on sleep. Hey, I noticed. Wait. I noticed somebody seems to be sleeping a little bit less. AKA, I haven't seen you on Pokemon Sleep in a while.
Yeah. I mean, once I got back from Japan, it's been a little rough.
I haven't seen any real breaking sleeps.
Yeah.
I'm
getting back to it. Don't worry about it.
You sleeping okay?
I'm getting back to it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, don't worry about what I'm doing over here.
I see Marie. Marie's going up in the ranks, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting dusted.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm just getting some priorities in order over here.
But sleeping is a priority, you know. It's important.
You should tell yourself that.
I'll be sleeping.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get my sleep in order so I can be good at Pokemon Sleep.
Haven't been seeing too many logs on Pokemon Sleep is all. Just keeping an eye out, you know, just making sure you're getting your sleep. Yeah,
right.
Maintenance is happening in preparation for that Entei research event. Obviously, by the time this podcast goes up, it'll be past May 14th. So just be known that there's some maintenance about to happen. You got Lucario frequency shortened by 100 seconds. Very detailed. Here, by the way.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. You got Persian frequency shortened by 200 seconds. Golduck ingredient finding nerfed. By multiplication sign 1.2.
Yes.
Carry limit plus sign 3.
This is a lot.
Wobbuffet.
So they're like mildly altering some of the stats on these Pokemon.
Basically, that's
interesting.
Wobbuffet main skill chance increased 1.1 times, and then the carry limit plus 3.
Let's go. Well, they were like, Persian's too good. We got to shorten the frequency by 200 seconds. Bro, that's so random. I wonder if, like, this was what research this was based off of, where people were playing and they're like, oh, man, this Pokemon's, like, literally too good. We got to
This Persian's gotta dial going it back. Too hard.
Yeah, we got to dial it back. Lucario by 100 seconds. This is. Are you okay?
There's a what bug the over here happening? That's, like, going crazy in my face.
Yeah. Nate's swatting away over there. Did you get it?
I got it. I got it.
He's still lurking. Dude, I hate it when little gnats, like, sneak in. Because I also, like, don't eat food in my office. But every once in a while, they'll still find their way in here. And I'm like, what are you doing? There's nothing in here
for
you.
Go to the kitchen.
Like, yeah, get out of here, dude.
And they want to be right in your face.
Yeah. Won't leave
More specifically, your eyeballs for some reason.
Yeah. Like, what the heck? Get out of here, man. But yeah, that's interesting. Like, them actually... I don't know what research, what like data they're looking at where they're like, oh yeah, we need to like maybe make this Pokemon a little better so people use it more, like it's more beneficial in like these certain environments or whatever. But that's interesting. So they changed a bunch of that stuff.
Yeah. Also says for each player's first 7 sleep sessions, a Pokemon will be hungry. If a player's area bonuses together add up to less than 100%, then the weekly bonus will increase by 10% rather than 5%. There's some math involved there, by the way.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm like trying to even wrap my head around what that means in terms of if you don't get 100 sleep points, you get more of a bonus.
Right. So if you get 30 sleep points and you give 15 to your friend, right? And then that friend takes that 15 and gives 7 of them to his friend.
Yeah.
But then along the way, you lost 3 of them and you don't know where they went.
They fell out of your pocket.
Right, but then somebody mails you 4 of them, and you're like, where did these 4 come from? So that's like a net gain right there.
Yeah, but how many would you have?
Right, how many does your cat have at that point?
Yeah, and then you figure that out, and then that's the answer.
Right, we have to mail in your answer. You can't just...
Yeah. I miss those math questions. I really do miss the days when that was like a relevant, like that was on the homework, you know?
Word problems.
Yeah. How many watermelons? We need answers.
How many apples?
God.
Tell me about
real
the apples.
Real world equations. Real world equations. Cool. So we got some fun updates coming soon. We got Entei. Nate, you better get back in the game for Entei week.
Hey, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm getting
big
there.
Big dog. Get back in there, big dog.
Everything's fine. Like I said, I'm working on my personal gains of sleep.
But you're not. You don't want the world of Pokemon Sleep to know that you be sleeping.
And then I'll get there, and then I'll just be going right through it.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'll be sleeping. Yeah. You know, my sleep, I feel like, is unfortunately not reflective of my actual sleep, like on the game, because I routinely, like even this morning. We hopped on, and I forgot to hit the button to say that I woke up. And so my sleep just calculates that I've been asleep for, like, 12 hours. And then I'm like, well, I can't undo it. So that happens to me periodically where, like, I have a meeting or something right in the morning. And so then it just says I got, like, awesome sleep. And I'm like, oh, actually.
Your app's just judging you. Man, this person sleeps.
So much. They start like flagging it. Like, do you need help? Are you okay?
Yeah.
We think you need to seek medical attention.
It's like the opposite of Pokemon Go. When that little warning pops up, just like you're moving too fast. Yeah. This one's the complete opposite of you're moving too slow. You're not moving.
Sleeping too much. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm a passenger.
Dude, that's funny. I'm just sleepy. I'm just eepy, bro.
Hey, you know when you wake up in the morning, one of the first things that that some people like to do is put on some makeup.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, put on a little bit of blush, a little eyeshadow, a little lip gloss. A little
color. Yeah. A little color to make it, you know, pop.
Yeah, you pull out your palette town.
Yeah.
Get ready for the day.
I heard that. Well, the palette town?
We you know what? What?
Is it palette town?
Yeah, the palette town. Yeah, we're going to Palette Town. We're going to the palette of Palette Town. You know, 100%. We're going there. ColourPop.
Bro, I love that. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, but it wasn't revealed yet last week. It was only revealed that something was happening, but then they revealed it last week, and it dropped last week.
Yeah, it was very quick, because they, like, I think while we were on the podcast, they had kind of given, like, more of a hint at what they were going to be. Like, they, like, showed some of the lip gloss or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, silhouettes or something. But then they're like, it's dropping on Thursday, May 9th or whatever.
Yeah.
And we put some good guesses in. Like, honestly.
Truthfully, we did.
That might have been our best prediction round for anything like this we've ever had.
Truthfully, we did.
We crushed it.
So, yeah, it did drop late last week on ColourPop's website, and then it's supposed to be at Ulta this week. I think it's starting on the 12th. It's supposed to be at Ulta, so
we should go.
Well, I mean, you live there and I live here, so it's gonna be. Are you flying here?
Oh, I thought you were gonna fly here.
No. I flew there last time.
Oh.
So you gotta fly here this time.
Maybe we meet up somewhere else and find it.
Right, or you could just fly here.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
They're all booked. All the flights are booked.
All the flights are booked. I mean, I can look right now. You want?
No, Rafiki already checked earlier. She said they're all booked. She said meow meow meow.
I feel like your cat lies a lot.
Dude, she does be saying some stuff.
I've heard things.
You forgot to feed me. And I'm like, bro, I just fed you. Like, no, you totally forgot to feed me.
I've been getting some emails.
Sending you emails.
Sending me emails. Yeah.
Yeah, she's hacking into my computer in the middle of the night. Like, tap it away with her little paws. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow.
I would like to buy cooperation for you. <YouTube channel. laughs>
Bro, come on. Bro, all of our emails right now. Oh, it's horrific. I've been debating taking my regular business email off of my social media is just because I keep getting spammed with like TikTok cooperation requests. Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh.
Whew. For anybody out there that is thinking about being a content creator or is currently one or maybe is new to it, if you ever get an email about just using the word cooperation, honestly, it just delete
it. I don't understand how they're not learning.
Just delete it. It's not real.
Yeah, there's been, I mean, it's probably real. It's just from a company that's probably going to scam you or something.
Yeah.
But like over the last, oh, I bet it's like since the pandemic has started, it's gotten pretty bad. Yeah. But like in the world of automated emails going out for stuff, we now as content creators get, I would say minimum of five emails a day from like fake companies trying to get us to promote their product or like use something on Amazon or like.
Yeah.
It's really obnoxious.
And it always starts, it either uses the word cooperation or it says, dear YouTuber.
Yeah. Dear YouTuber, sincerely a company.
Yeah.
We would like to use you for cooperation with our new product. But ColourPop. This is a real deal collaboration.
Yeah, it already happened because it's already out there. So it dropped. We got a bunch of different items right here. You can literally get the Palette Town Shadow Palette.
Dude, I really do. I love that we could have been on their marketing or on their product design for this because we really did like, we're like, oh, they should do a Palette Town palette and then have the city names as the different colors. That's exactly what they did. The Palette Town palette.
So good. So good. So they got that for $30. They got some.
Did you notice some of the weird names for the stuff that wasn't the city names? Because they had, like, all of the, you know, they had Cerulean City and Viridian City and Saffron, you know, all the colors. But then they also just have, like, they had one that's called Jelly Donut.
Yeah.
After the meme with Brock's Jelly Donut. And then they have just some odd ones. Like, there's one called Evolution. There's one called Trainer's Path that's, like, brown, like, dirt. And then there's one that's I Choose You that's red.
Metallic, bright red.
Yeah, like glittery. And then there's one that's called Champion. Like, they just have some random ones that are like Gym Leader, Elite Four, Champion.
But they they also got Drying Pan.
Dude, that one's ridiculous. The memes go unmatched because it's funny because when you think about, like, Pokemon collaborating with brands, sometimes they choose to not address, like, any sort of outside meme that's, like, not, you know, I mean, that's obviously a joke that they made in the show, but it's like, you know, the jelly donut thing, the job thing with jelly donut. That's funny that they, like, were like, yeah, make that a color on the palette.
For those of you wondering, a drying pan is a metallic smoky purple.
Yeah, it looks nice. You can tell it's a smoky purple.
There's a lot. There's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 24? 12, 18, 24. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of colors right there.
$30 for that. And then you also have a lip mask, which comes in a little Pokeball that you twist off the top of it. And you got your lip balm right in there for $12.
Yeah, that's cute. That's so cute.
We have a evolution. They still don't want to use the word Eeveelution.
Yeah,
they're so opposed to using the word Eeveelution. Pokemon, please just adopt the name Eeveelution. I know it's a fan term, but like, that's what we all love. We love that name, Eeveelution.
And you know, everybody who gets this is gonna call it Eeveelution.
Yeah.
Kit or like the Eeveelution kit or something. Like it's like. Yeah, just call it Eeveelution.
Just call it Eeveelution. Easy. Yeah, but it is technically the Eeveelution Ultra Glossy Lip Kit, where a lip gloss for Jolteon, Flareon, and Vaporeon. It's a 3-pack for fabulous. $27. Then next up, we have the lip balm, which looks like lipstick. And
yeah, it does.
There is a Thunderbolt, a Sing, and a Transform, which is Pikachu, Jigglypuff, and Ditto.
It's so cute.
Those are $12 a piece. Then we have the Shadow. Three different Shadows, which is Flamethrower, Hydro Pump, and Solar Beam.
Mm-hmm.
You can only guess what that is.
For all of these, by the way, they went with move names. Like, they didn't just go with, like, a Pokemon type or something like that. Like, they were very intentional about making it a move that these Pokemon have.
Right. And I wonder if maybe that's...
evolutions have.
I wonder if that maybe has to do with something of, like, you don't want to use a Pokemon name because you don't want people to think it's, like, a crushed-up Pokemon that you're using as eyeshadow.
You know, wouldn't want it to be the Charmander shadow because it's like, how did they make this? Well, they harvested the Charmanders.
Right. So that would be my guess. But obviously it is Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur. Those are $9 a piece. And then we have three blushes, which is Metronome, Electro Ball, and Hypnosis, which is going to be... Pikachu for obviously Electro Ball, which is all Pikachu, but then you get the Metronome and it's like a bunch of different pink Pokemon, Mew, Slowpoke, Chansey, Porygon, etc., and friends.
Clefable, yeah.
And then the Hypnosis is all purple Pokemon with Mewtwo, Venonat, Muk, Shellder, and friends. Gengar.
Fabulous.
$14.
Yeah, it's interesting that they didn't go like a specific type. Like, okay, for the Metronome one. I do not think all those they might all know Metronome, but I don't know if they all know Metronome. But for the Hypnosis one, like, they've got, like, a Starmie on there and, like, a Nidoran.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if all of those Pokemon in the shot would Shellder know Hypnosis?
Let's see here. Does? Yeah.
It would be interesting to know, because I don't think that they all do, but it could be possible that, like, their evolution does or something.
I feel like that's
or
a
it's,
video
like, one
game.
Of those weird ones.
Video game. This is saying no, Shellder does not know Hypnosis.
Yeah, so I wonder if for those ones they just picked the move from like the Pokemon on the front, like the Clefable that knows Metronome and the Gengar that knows Hypnosis.
Yeah.
Because they just chose Pokemon that were purple for the Hypnosis one and Pokemon that were pink. Like it's not like a specific type of Pokemon or something. Like they would have chose like Togepi or something for the Metronome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's cute either way. It's just like the name. It's just the Pokemon nerd in me is like, actually. He doesn't even know that.
But then you could actually buy an entire package, which included everything that we just named off.
Oh, my God.
Everything in the series for $159, originally $177 value if you were to buy them all separately. So you save a little bit if you buy the entire collection of them. Now, this is kind of like going along the lines of Pokemon Center a little bit. But Super Duper Danny, did you, in fact, buy anything from the ColourPop collection?
From the ColourPop collection? Do you want to guess if I bought anything? Or you just want to, you want me to say?
I'm going to say you did buy something. Can you can you confirm or deny that? Did you buy something?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
Whoa.
I know.
Did you forget that it went up? Is that it?
No, I was aware. Okay. I think I'll explain. There was one item that I probably would have purchased.
Okay.
And it's the little, can you actually, you know what? Guess what it is. I think you'll be able to guess what it is.
Ditto lip balm.
No.
Oh, the Pokeball.
Yeah, it would have been the Pokeball one. But I mean, okay, there's like a certain point. I feel like I'm at the point where like I have chapstick, right? I don't need a thing of chapstick. It would literally just be for like the gimmick of like having a Pokeball lip balm.
Okay.
And so I like really thought about it and I was like, I don't think I like need it. Maybe if it like some opportunity pops up where I like see it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? I'll snag it. That one was sold out, I think, by the time I went and looked at everything. But yeah, I just, to be honest, I don't wear any of these makeup products, so I would be buying it solely because it's Pokemon themed.
Yeah.
You know? And not for like any utility of it, because I don't wear any like dude, these lip balms really do look like lipstick.
They really do. It's an interesting choice.
I want to see somebody do a review of it. Because those ones are all sold out, by the way. The Pikachu, Jigglypuff, and Ditto.
I will say that because I did monitor it for podcast purposes, those were the first three items to sell out.
Really?
And they sold out very quickly. Very, very quickly. Huh. So those were the first three. The Lip Balm, Thunderbolt Sing, and Transform were the first things to sell out.
Fascinating.
And they're still sold out.
I wonder what the deal is. Yeah, I think the Ditto one's pretty cute. All of them are cute, but I think like that's also an item that's not as like specific as like the eyeshadows and stuff. That it's like you still have like glittery, colorful lip balm. Like it's still like a look, you know.
Okay.
It's like, oh, what is that? I'm wearing my transformed lip balm with glitter in it. But I think it's like less. You know, like, that kind of a thing is more universal, too. We were talking about that with the... Oh, no, I think I was talking about that on... Must have been a live stream or something. But the lip mask Pokeball thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of a more universal product. So I think it makes sense that that sells out quicker. I don't know if they made more or less of those or what. Than the makeup palette. But...
Now... Yeah. Here's the thing. You didn't ask me if I bought any.
I know. I was just going to ask you. Because now I didn't even think this was a thing that we were going to do in the Pokemon Center, like the Pokemon Center segment, because I assumed that you did not buy anything. But now, let me look through this list. I feel like you got the lip mask. I feel like you got the Pokeball.
Okay.
And also, for some reason, the fact that... Are you... Okay. If you're purchasing an item from this,
okay.
Are you going to, is it for your collection or are you going to wear it?
I mean, I guess it would just depend on what it is, all right?
Because I feel like you might be inclined to get the makeup palette to put in your collection room.
It looks pretty cool. It does have Psyduck on it.
It's super cute. Where's the Psyduck?
When you open it up, Psyduck's at the very top of it.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. He's right there. Look at him. Well, okay. I'm going to say that... Well, I'm going to say you got the Pallet Town palette. You're not going to wear it.
Okay.
I think you bought it for your collection room. Right. As far as I'm aware, you don't wear eyeshadow.
All right.
And you don't wear lipstick. So I think...
What's lip balm?
Okay. You don't wear glittery lip balm, as far as I'm aware. So I think... I'm going to say you got the Pallet Town palette and the the Ditto lip balm.
The Ditto one does go hard.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I will say that you are... how do I put this? You
Incorrect.
Are... And...
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Right and wrong at the same time.
How?
Because
buy them all.
I got the Pokemon ColourPop collection for $159. So actually, it's Marie. Marie got the.
Oh well, what the heck, man?
No, Marie.
She got the whole collection.
So originally,
bro, you bamboozled me hard. I was like, man, is this Nate's like makeup era?
Well, so okay, so the thing was is that I was going to get the palette, right? And for the simple fact of for the collection, I always like having at least one piece from like unique collection drops. And I feel like this is the first time in the U.S. we have seen a major cosmetic collaboration.
Yeah.
And so I always like to have at least like one piece to show kind of like the history. So like in my collection room, I like for you to be able to like look around and be like, oh, I remember that or I remember that and just kind of like reminisce. Yes,
the ColourPop drop of 2024.
So I was going to get the palette. So both me and Marie were sitting here. Marie obviously wanted the Eeveelution.
The Evolution.
Yeah.
The Eeveelution. My apologies. Evolution.
Ultra glossy lip kit. And then she wanted the lip mask Pokeball as well. And then I think there was one other item that she wanted. And I was like, let's just get the entire thing.
Yeah, we might as well just buy it all. Yeah, why not?
Right. I mean, because right there, like $30 for the Pallet Town and then $27 for the Eeveelution thing. Like we're over $50 at that point.
Yeah.
And then adding on two more things, like brought it over $75. And I was like, let's just get the entire thing. We'll have it. And
dude, I love your rationale for it, because it's like you were gonna check out with like half that price in goods, and you're like, no, let's just double it and get every single item,
right?
Just so we got our bases covered,
right?
You got to get it all.
So that is what is happening. We are getting that. It has not arrived yet, but hey, I might be rocking some Ditto lip balm next time you see me. I don't know,
dude. I cannot wait. It's gonna be glittery. It's gonna be so cute.
Get ready, because I'm about to be what beauty tuber. Right? Is that what it's called? Beauty tuber?
Yeah. Poke beauty tuber.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing my review on it and everything. No, I think Marie is going to do like a review on her channel. So
I've been waiting to see some, because normally if it's like something Pokemon related and I'm scrolling on TikTok, if it's something new, you know, it'll pop up. Like those skateboards when they came out.
Yeah.
I got so many videos on those blind bag skateboards. I was like, what the heck is this? But I've been waiting for some to show up on the Pokemon color palette thing, like the makeup palette.
Yeah.
Haven't got any. Yeah, I know that ColourPop did send out some to influencers.
Uh-huh.
Bro, they didn't hit up. They didn't hit us up.
They definitely didn't hit me up. I know that.
ColourPop didn't hit us up.
That's all right. That's
all
right,
ColourPop. What's
up with that? That's all right. I appreciate
you. Dude, I still think it would be fun to do a video where we do each other's makeup.
Okay.
Maybe we get a ColourPop. You got the palette, so maybe we do a Palette Town episode.
I'm down. I was gonna say that I did see a few.
Oh,
and
really?
That is only because some Ultas were putting them out before the release date, and so I saw people buying them before they even released on the website.
Oh wow. Yeah, I didn't see that.
So that's what I saw, but I have not seen anybody like do an actual like sit down review. Here's the entire package of everything that you get, and like going through it one by one. That I have not seen.
Yeah, I think that would be really fun. I don't know if they like reached out, if ColourPop reached out to like their whatever group of influencers and had them do something, you know, like review or something. I just like literally haven't seen it, and it's surprising because it's been out for like enough time.
You're supposed to do swatches. Isn't that what they're called? Where you
swatches?
Right? Like where you take all the colors and like put them all on your arm, right?
So yeah.
A swatch of all the different colors.
Yeah, they have them on here on the like the ColourPop collection page where they've got all the items that are in there. There's one page on there that's got, and it's got it on three different skin tones. So you can see it on like on darker skin and lighter skin.
Oh, I didn't even click over.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, I didn't even look at the arrows. There was more pictures.
Yeah, they've got them all. And I like that on there, like, there's one image that has somebody's makeup look where it shows the four different colors that they use together to make the eye look. They're like, this part is from Fuchsia City, and this part is our Cerulean City color. And it looks, yeah.
It does look good, though.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It does look really good.
I think if we tried to do something like that, like, that's like a makeup artist who's 100%. Been doing that for years. If we tried to do that, it would look horrific. It'd be so funny.
We should do it, though.
Yeah, I really do think we should try that. That'd be so good.
Oh, I'm excited to see when that package comes, if it's like in a unique, like, little box that you could only get if you order like that entire collection, if it like all comes like nicely packaged and
you'd think if they sell it as a set like that, maybe they would actually.
I have no idea. Something. I will let you know when it arrives.
A display box or something. But they have a video on here.
I'll have to ask Marie. Because it went to her email, so I'll have to see if there's, like, an update on if it's shipped out or something.
Yeah, when it's coming in. But, yeah, that would be cool if it had, like, little spots for all the... I don't know how the box is, like, with the outer packaging for every single product.
Yeah.
If it's, like, yeah. But that would be cute. Only time will tell. But how exciting. I'm happy for you guys and your makeup journey.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Dude, that's hilarious. You would get every single item.
It just seemed more logical in my brain, okay?
It's... hilarious, dude, because you're like, oh, I have like $75, might as well spend 160.
Well, you know, like I started feeling bad for all the other ones, right? Because it was like, oh, well, if we get one lip balm, that's poor Pikachu and Jigglypuff leaving them out.
That's so rude.
Actually, I don't remember if she wanted a lip balm. I think she wanted the Squirtle Hydro Pump shadow. I'll have to ask her.
Pretty popping.
I'll have to ask her which ones that she specifically originally picked out. But if you're gonna have them all, might as well have the entire line.
Yeah, you got options.
Yeah, have the options. If it's something you love, right? Like, you love Pokemon, if you're passionate about something, you know, then to me, I feel like that makes sense.
100%. Color pop.
Next up on the list, which is the last thing that we'll be talking about, and I feel like this one's a little bit more controversial.
Well, it's definitely being talked about. That's the definition of controversial.
A little bit more on the controversial side. You can see the articles anywhere. Pretty much PokeBeach. I feel like...
You can see them everywhere except for GameStop.com.
Yeah, GameStop is apparently not released an official statement yet, but...
Yeah, I'm more weary on this because all the articles are, like, quoting GameStop staff, but GameStop hasn't said anything about it.
But a lot of this stuff started coming out last week, these articles, and it was saying starting this week that select GameStops will be buying graded Pokemon cards.
Buying graded cards and then selling graded Pokemon cards at their stores.
Well, it says selling graded cards on GameStop.com.
Oh, they're not selling them in their stores?
Not selling them in their stores, but selling them on GameStop.com and then buying them in the store.
Fascinating. I was actually unaware of that part. I thought they were also, because it kind of got paired in where they're like, there's an announcement that they are selling singles in their store.
And by singles,
they mean ungraded.
They mean ungraded.
Hollows.
Hollows and reverse hollows for $1.
Which you cannot sell to them, but they sell the singles in the store.
Right. They're just going to be opening up all their boxes and packs in the back and then putting them out the front. So, I mean, this is all just assumption because there's no, like, official statement or press release out there that we can find at all as of this recording on Monday, the 13th of May, 2024. But details that it says is that they will only accept PSA cards, PSA grades, no Beckett, no CGC, only PSA 8s or higher, but no cards valued at $500 or more.
Fascinating.
Now, we're not a podcast that talks about card values and how much things are worth. But when there's a topic like this to where it absolutely needs discussing, we have to jump in and discuss this and talk about it. So what what do we feel about this?
I feel like this is gonna go, it could go many different directions. I think it's a very interesting move. I think it's also very interesting that they have a cap on the rarity, or the, I guess, value of the cards that they're wanting to receive as well.
Yeah.
My first, I'll tell you my first thought with this, because I heard about it, I think it was while I was streaming.
Okay.
And so I didn't, like, research it on site, but my first thought was, like, do they have somebody authenticating that those slabs are real on site when they're selling them?
Yeah.
Or buying them, I guess. Because my first initial thought was, oh, they're going to get scammed hard by somebody who goes in there with a very real looking slab.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they're doing that. I also thought they were going to be selling them in the store. So I guess that's like another piece. It's weird that they're only selling them online. I don't know why they're doing that.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe, it'll be a thing of like, you bring it in, hey, here's your offer.
Mm-hmm.
Once we send it in and they verify it's real, then you'll get your money. But I don't know how you would get it without like giving them, maybe it's like a PayPal thing.
It could be some kind of credit. I don't know. Cause yeah, my initial thought with it is they have to have some way of verifying that. Like with, even with the way that they do it on eBay with the authenticity guarantee, like that literally goes to whatever company, PSA or CGC, and they have an employee look at it, make sure it's real, and then it's able to go to the person who bought it. Like, I think if they were to do it that way, they might have to either do a store credit or like some kind of like, we have a credit ready for you, come back into the store to get cash or whatever it is.
Yeah. I think this has disaster written all over it, to be honest with you. I like to remain a pretty positive person, but this just does not seem like it's going to go well for either GameStop or the consumer, to be honest with you.
I think there's a lot of room for it to go. Yeah, like you're saying, there's a lot of room for it to go wrong.
And
it could go smoothly.
It could, right, absolutely, yeah. It could. Everything could go perfectly fine. However, I think in the, we've seen GameStop try to do things in the past to where like, all right, now our big thing is that we're going to buy your iPads and your iPhones and we're going to sell iPads and iPhones now. And then that flopped. And
dude, we were talking about this before the podcast. I do not remember
you
them
don't?
Doing that.
Yeah.
And that's also like a sign that maybe it didn't land however they wanted it to. Cause yeah, the idea would be like, oh, I've got this. And now like my idea is I'm going to go sell it at GameStop when I'm done with it. But yeah, that definitely never took off in the way that they wanted to.
Actually, it looks like you can still do it.
Oh. Well, we could now take our PSA cards in there and then also take in our iPads.
It's still on their website. Trade in or buy a pre-owned phone. And I remember going into GameStops and seeing them have like little glass cases with iPhones and iPads in them for sale that were like refurbished. So I definitely took them all out of the stores around here. So that must be just an online only thing now.
Yeah. And maybe they did learn their lesson from that in the way that if they're only going to sell these slabs digitally, they're going to accept them all over the country or wherever participating locations they decide to do that. But then if they just sell them online, maybe that's a lesson that they have learned from previous similar endeavors.
Yeah.
I think it is interesting that the limit is $500 because it kind of like, I don't know like what the reason would be for them to not sell high-end slabs and only focus on smaller, maybe it's like easier to move, like it's more liquid or whatever. They're like, I don't know if that's like a piece of it where they're like, oh, I think if we pick up a slab that's $5,000, we're not going to be able to sell it even if the margin is bigger on it or something.
You know, it could be a tax thing.
A tax thing
because usually when you get money or income that is above $500, you have to fill out tax forms.
Oh, well, I think that varies because here it's $600, but additionally, they would be charging, I'm assuming it's like a percentage of the actual cost. Like, I don't know what, with GameStop, it could be.
Man.
It could be, hey, here's your $500 slab. We'll give you $100 for it.
I'd be surprised. We don't know. If they gave you, that. You know, jeez.
But yeah, it could be something like that. You're right. If it's like reported income over a certain amount, then they have to fill out a 1099 or whatever it is. Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting. Or maybe they just don't want to deal with high end stuff, because if something's like stolen and then they buy it, they would be at a loss for buying it then. If it's, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too big of a risk. Right.
Yeah. Maybe it's too big of a risk. I'm sure there's some sort of logical thing behind it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't feel like it's going to go well. I don't feel like they're going to offer anything that is worth your time, probably. I could see in the very beginning, to like hype up the whole program, them offering like higher than normal rates that what they would offer, just so that people would be like, oh, they're actually offering.
Yeah, it's like, look at this. Good publicity right out the gate.
Yeah. And then, you know, 2 or 3 months down the road, then it's all of a sudden now the rates start dropping of what they're offering you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like that's how it goes with really anything like that. They want to get a good promotion up front, so they like, you know, take an L, or like they eat more of the cost. And then once it's like stable and like they have it set, then they can go to their regular business model for it.
Mm-hmm.
It could. I mean, I see what they're doing. It's kind of, you know, it's like similar to any other, like, I mean, they are doing it digitally for some of it, but like any other local game store that's buying and selling cards, it's just they're only specifically doing it with PSA graded cards of a specific, you know, grade or higher, like 8, 9 mm-hmm. and 10s. So it's like a little limiting with that. And I think it's like, I think the idea with singles would be a lot cooler, but then that like would vary tremendously from store to store with what they would offer. And then like the condition of them is also a huge issue.
Yeah.
So like, I think the idea of them doing that sounds cool. And it sounds like they would, you know, be trying to become more of a local card store that you walk into and you're like, oh, do you have any Pokemon catchers? I need some for my deck. You know, like that's a kind of thing that I think would be really cool for them to like actually be like a card store or have a piece of it that's like proper card store, you know. But I don't know if this is a first step or if they'll ever get there, if they only are interested in graded slabs and specifically reverse holos and holos.
Yeah. I mean, but also at the same time, like, if they're trying to become like the vibe of a local game store, like, I mean, I feel like local game stores have a hard time as it is already. And the last thing that we need is a big corporation trying to be your local, in quotations, game store.
Yeah.
You know, like if they're trying to do leagues or something, because there are talks of like maybe they're trying to do leagues or hold tournaments or something like that.
Yeah, I think there was something, like, they did do some kind of event. This is on Poke Beach. They said, for the past few months, select GameStop locations have been running, quote, Pokemon trade and play events.
Yeah.
They were first only held upon the release of a new set, but GameStop expanded them to bi-weekly gatherings, almost like a Pokemon league. These events were officially backed by TPCI, who provided kits and promos.
Yeah.
So they actually have done that in collaboration with like it's like a thing that they're doing. So it sounds like that's exactly what they're trying to do, is be more of like an actual card store, like a local hub for trading cards.
We had some GameStops around here do the trade and play events.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always like go in later in the day and talk to them about it, and they would always tell me that, like, yeah, they're like, two people showed up. So I don't know how popular they were in my area. They were not that popular.
Dude, I didn't even know about it until this. So they could have had some. Maybe they're just not marketing it.
Right. Well, it could be a marketing thing as well. You know, and I also understand that not everywhere has an easily accessible local game store, right? So if you don't have one in your area, but you have a GameStop in your area, now this is a great opportunity to participate in leagues as well. So I definitely understand both sides of it and not opposed to it. I just feel like local game stores already have a hard enough time staying in business.
I wonder if they are going to pick, because like the idea that that would, like, I don't think, yeah, I would hope that they're not trying to replace local game stores, but I do remember when I was growing up in my town, we did not have a card store that did local Pokemon events. So for all the pre-release, I've talked about this before, but all the pre-releases, I would drive like an hour to another city, like some other town that would have a pre-release event and has like a local community that does Pokemon events. So, and we had a GameStop in my hometown. So if this were a thing that was happening 15 years ago or whatever, like this would literally be perfect for that because we did not have that at all. And that would have been like the one place where you could go to do Pokemon events.
Absolutely.
So I think if they were doing research and like looking for stuff like that, where they're like, okay, in this small town, in this city over here, there's actually not a single trading card store for 40 miles. Why don't we see if this GameStop could be that for anybody in that community? Or like,
that's what I was going to say. Like if they went that route to like do research and be like, okay, yeah, there's no game store within an hour distance from here anyway, and decide, okay, let's be that absence of a game store in this area 100%. Like, I am absolutely down for that, and that would be, like, a very respectable, commendable thing to do. But if they're – it becomes weary for me, like, if they're just going to throw it in every single GameStop.
Yeah, you know. I don't think it would land. I think it's like if you're viewing it from any other business perspective, like your mom and pop shop has that charm to it that a franchised store could never replicate. Like some fast food joint or some food place that's just like all over the country doesn't have the same feel as that random spot that's locally owned. That's like, you know, it's unique and it's special and it's got that community around it. I think I don't think the local card stores would lose that battle. Because GameStop is, you know, it's a GameStop. You're like very aware that it's like a corporate brand, even if it does have other card options. I can't see them like doing it in a way that's gonna kick other card stores to the curb. Like it's gonna like, you know, beat them out in some business. Yeah,
I mean, it is interesting for GameStop to. I mean, we're essentially seeing kind of GameStop change as a whole, like right in front of us, because GameStop, when we were younger, looked and felt completely different than what GameStop is now, because, you know, video games as a whole are pretty much moving the digital route. So having that physical stuff it's almost kind of like not existent at this point. So, you know, going back in the day where you'd see like literally just video game stuff everywhere, hardly like any collectible stuff. It was just like video games everywhere. You'd go in there, there was a testing out video games, right? You'd have the little demo areas for every single system.
Never forget.
Right.
Those are the good old days. I remember that.
So many used copies of all these different video games. But like when you go in now, there's not a whole lot of used copies. There's definitely no demo areas anymore.
It's more focused on accessories, like game accessories. And collectible. Like things that are like tangentially, like they're related to geek and gaming culture, but they're not like literal video games.
Yeah.
You can go to GameStops, by the way, that do have demos. I went to one in New York that had, it was literally, they still had like a Nintendo Switch demo in the center of their store, but it's very rare. I think.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, probably
back in the day, it was literally every GameStop.
Yeah.
Or EB Games, I should say.
Literally any of those. I remember Toys R Us used to have those too.
Walmart. Like there's,
yeah, everywhere.
You'd hurt your neck looking all the way up.
Aw. The glory days.
But, I mean, even, like, the GameStops in my area tell me they make more off of collectibles than they do video game stuff.
Oh, interesting.
And that, like, certain game stores are labeled collectible stores and others are labeled video game stores. And so they'll get stock based off of how much they actually sell. So that if the collectible stores sell more collectible stuff, they'll actually get more Pokemon cards, for instance, than another store that sells more video game stuff. It makes sense, right? It makes sense from a business standpoint. But 100%. It just shows you that there is a lot of GameStops that are making more off of collectibles than they are off of video games.
Yeah, I mean, you could see that, like, okay, if you're going in there and you're buying an ETB and a promo box or something.
Yeah.
That right there costs you more than the new Nintendo Switch game, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you go in, if you're a gamer and you're buying games, like, even then you're spending $60 to $70 per game, and you just buy that one and you play it, and then you'd buy another one. But if you're buying Pokemon cards, you could buy, you could spend hundreds of dollars just on that one time you go visit. So I could totally see, and the margin on that is probably still, I don't know what their margins are on the games.
I don't either.
I think the Pokemon cards, it's like solid enough where, you know, if you sell a bunch of cards, like, yeah, they probably do get a good profit on that.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of those stores are kind of changing, right? Like Hot Topic was definitely way different back in the day than it is now. So.
Dude, it's so it's funny because, yeah, man, Hot Topic was all like specifically like, you know, goth and like very
emo,
very
yeah.
niche. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
now it's got all this pop culture, cute pop culture
stuff. And that's literally what it is, right? Like, you go in there and it was just like nothing but like band stuff. A lot of bands that like you never even heard of before would be in there. But then, like, as soon as you walk in, it's like whatever the most popular show on Netflix is at the time is what they have set up at the very front. And then
people
in the,
love it.
The very back on, like, the small little wall is, like, the band tees.
Yeah, and all their emo stuff with the – do they still got all those earrings in there, all the jewelry
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been in a Hot Topic in ages.
The
name,
still go
though,
in.
I think – huh?
We still go in. Yeah. Anytime we go to the mall, we still go there.
You guys from your cool punk rock emo phase?
Yeah. Where
yeah.
are you?
But, yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I was
going
to play it. I didn't have it pulled up.
I was waiting for the
That's
sound effect to come in.
That's my bad.
Unreal.
I don't
Unreal.
Know where it's at.
Yeah. I think the name of their store also is like good. It for the pivot that they've done, the name still 100% makes sense.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's a great name for a store.
Yeah.
Hot Topic.
Hot Topic, yeah.
Literally.
100%.
Yeah, it covers anything.
Where are you? And I'm
and
so
I'm
sorry.
Sorry.
No, the design of the store looked completely different. Completely different than it did now, or does now.
Is that as spooky?
Well,
dark?
The doors themselves, there was no doors, it was gates.
The gates of hell. Yes.
It was gates.
I remember this.
And
I remember the gate. That was a pretty iconic piece of their store was those gates.
Yeah. So
wait, they don't have the gates anymore?
I think there's like a handful of them that still do. But they
really?
All just have like the clear glass doors now.
I feel like that's almost a sign of like, you know how like you notice buildings all start looking the same? Like all the new ones that they put
yeah.
up are all the specific style. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember these Hot Topic gates. Ah, classic. But yeah, I think, like, you know, to stay relevant and trendy, they're like, okay, well, we have to adapt and get the boring glass doors in because that's what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a little arch.
There was that time you would walk down the mall and you would see Hot Topic that had gates for the doors, and then you'd pass by Hollister that had the beach front where you would
yeah,
walk
with
up on that patio.
Oh, man. The cabana thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I miss that. And you could smell the Hollister from the outside.
And now, just like every entranceway is the same.
Where did our pizzazz go, dude?
Right?
What the heck?
Where did
we
it go?
Need that 2000s.
You know,
charm.
I did see a picture the other day of a Hollister that went out of business or that moved out, and it had the beachfront, right? Like it had that patio and everything, and a
mm-hmm.
card game store moved into it.
And, did they leave it?
Yeah, and yeah, all the whole facade is still there, and so it's like all this like nerdy stuff, but it's still got that Hollister
beachfront. Dude, that's so funny. The beach house, that's so good. That's really funny. You'll have to send me that if you.
Yeah, I'll try to find it again. I just saw it within like the past week or two. So,
dude, I would almost like theme my store's name around that.
Oh,
like,
100%.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And it's like one of those like if you know, like if you see the spot where the old Pizza Hut was and it's shaped like the Pizza Hut building or whatever. It's red and with the red roof or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
that used to be a Pizza Hut, but then something else moves in there. It's like I would kind of like hint, like poke fun at the fact that used to be a Pizza Hut.
Man, I was trying to hunt down this picture, but I can't find it at the moment. So I'll have to.
It'll come back around.
I'll have to get
but
back to you on
anyway,
that one.
So all things to say, we'll have to see how this GameStop thing plays out with the graded cards in the singles.
I think we're about to see a lot of very funny YouTube and TikTok videos.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I mean, I think it could work out smoothly how they're anticipating. I just think it's like, it's kind of hard. Like, there's a lot of pieces for this that need to go right. Like, it's,
At what point, let me ask you this, okay? Super Duper Danny, you walk in, you have a graded card, right? Let's say this graded card is worth $200.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a graded slab, graded 8 or higher.
What is your bare minimum that you're taking for that?
Yeah, see, that's it. That's the tough one. I think, like, bare minimum cash, I would take, like, 160 or something.
And you know it's definitely not that.
Yeah, they're going to ask for less than that. I think it would just be, like, if somebody's strapped for cash and they need to offload some of their slabs. But even that, yeah, I don't know what they're going to be asking for the price. And they don't have any stuff online about, like, any model that they're going to use for the price to... Mm-hmm. Or where even they're going to gather the market price, like if they're – where they're aggregating those prices from that they're going to
– It almost seems like, once again, as of this moment, there's not been any official statement or press release from GameStop. But it almost seems like this is in some sort of collaboration with PSA.
Yeah, it could very well be like a similar thing with the eBay authenticity thing. Like, I'm wondering if they almost, I mean, but to be specifically with PSA, they're like, we're not accepting any other slabs.
Right.
I think, to be honest, I think it would be a huge, it would be hard to do that without having a way to verify those products, that they're legit, just because there is so many, like, because it's, yeah, it would be, you know, easy to scam somebody if you're unaware. Like, if you're a GameStop employee, just like, oh yeah, this is definitely a graded card with the plastic case on it, and it says right there, it's a 10. So, thanks for the card.
I mean, as somebody that was like, I used to collect wrestling action figures. I don't anymore, but I used to, and all the times I would go in and I would always see an action figure that has been replaced by another action figure.
Oh man, like somebody swapped it and returned it or something.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, the person behind the counter, like, they don't know. They just
yeah.
Here's a guy, and this is, there's supposed to be a guy in here that's a wrestler, so that's it. And
done deal.
Right. So it's the same, just like you were saying, it's the same instance. Like, they're not necessarily versatile.
Yeah, they're not paid to be Pokemon card experts.
They're not versatile in that avenue of cards, so that'd be kind of hard to figure out. But I'm just waiting for them to eventually announce, like, hey, come in and get your card graded at your local GameStop right there on the spot. We'll grade your card. Our certified trained card grader is waiting for you.
Like a pre-grade, or they're going to actually
grade it? Nope, they're going to grade it right there on the spot.
Bro, that would be insane. They have a machine in the back room where they slab it up. Dude, those are not... The machines that they use for that is actually pretty intense. Have you seen the...
I've seen, like, videos and stuff of them, yeah.
Yeah, they had... I mean, I don't want to talk about specifics. I don't even know if I'm supposed... No, I don't think I can... I can talk about vaguely, but, like, the machines that they use for that are pretty, like... They're a big and pretty dangerous machine if you weren't, like you would not have that behind a GameStop. Because they're, like, very big. Like, the pressure that's used to put the plastic case on is a lot. Like, it's, like, you've seen those, like, hydraulic press videos?
Right.
It's, like, some kind of, yeah.
You got to have the pressure to clamp it, but then also not break it
at the same time. Yeah, and to have it perfectly fit in there. It's, like, so interesting how, I mean, when those companies started up, like, I don't know when PSA started, but, like, if that was, like, cutting edge, like, the first time they're doing that, I would be so scared that I'd damage my cards, like, encapsulating them in that. If you're like, okay, well, let's try this out. Like, we got this case that fits a card perfectly in here, so we got to make sure it's lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put a gazillion pounds of pressure on it.
And we're done.
And then you seal it up. And it's good.
Or what if they just move into their own avenue of, like, we're actually going to be our own grading company now. GSG.
GameStop?
GSG, GameStop Grading.
To be honest, wait. They could.
Yeah.
What if, okay.
That's
Mark this podcast episode. We're going to check back in 2 years and see if GSG pops up.
That is a, I'm looking for a GSG 9 of Mew.
Dude, wait, because actually I feel like GameStop could, you could drop them off at GameStop. They send them in.
Yeah.
You pick them up back at your local GameStop
it's like,
again.
It's like the old 1 hour photo. We do 1 hour grading.
Like Walgreens. And they just do it in the back. Pop it into the machine. Dude, that's nuts. I think in the world of how they have certain grading companies pop up that do the AI grading, whatever kind of like virtual kind of stuff. I think they still have humans check it 100%. But like the meat of it is done via robot. I think if like it's something like that, they might actually be able to pull off a 1 hour grading.
Like you said, mark this podcast.
Dude, like seriously, I feel like if they're starting to get into graded cards and singles right now, it's only a matter of time before they're like, oh yes, there's a key market opportunity right here. We could just start up a grading company.
Either way, when they do an official announcement, we'll discuss it and go into details and figure out like what exactly is going on. It could be what we just talked about. It could not be anything. And this could all just be rumor.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, we won't know. We won't know for sure until GameStop actually makes an announcement.
Yep.
Or we see it in their stores.
Which as of right now, May 13th, 2024, as we're recording this, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there has not been an announcement that we have seen. So,
nothing.
But that is it for the podcast today. You know, if you are listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcast.
Yep.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us up to the top.
Skiddly pop pop pop.
All the way to the top of the rating charts, and we'll see you all next week, right here on.
Bro, did you see Rafiki sleeping? Look at her. Oh, she just woke up. Oh my gosh, look at that yawn. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. I love my cat.
The show.
And that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold says so.
Where are you?
She's looking at her butt.
And I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight.